Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, everyone. This is Joyce Kiles, Executive Director of Walking Into a New Life. Thank you so much for tuning in for another broadcast of Boots on the Ground Blog Talk Radio Show. And for those of you who are tuning in for your very, very first time, thank you so much. We appreciate you taking the time out of your schedule to listen in to what we have to share. Walking into a new life is the reason behind Boots on the Ground. And so for those of you who are not familiar with Walking into a New Life, our mission is to stop domestic violence and help stabilize victims through a series of projects, programs, and initiatives that we host throughout the year. And we are so pleased to have our very, very special guest for this week. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about him in just a moment. But again, for those of you who are just tuning in, this is Joyce Kiles, Executive Director of Walking into a New Life. Thank you so much for tuning in with us. And we have the distinct pleasure of having on our show someone that I have admired now from the very beginning, Love Experience album up to this very moment. And we have an opportunity to talk and share about what he's doing with his Love Life Foundation. A lot of people are aware of him for his music, but not so much for the philanthropy. So we want to focus on both aspects of that today. So I have the pleasure of introducing to some and presenting to others none other than three-time Grammy-nominated recording artist Raheem Devine. Raheem, thank you so much for being a guest on the show.
Thank you for having me on the show, Joyce. How you doing?
I am doing well. How are you, sir? Yes, we hear you just fine.
Yeah, moving around, you know, headed to a rehearsal and whatnot.
Well, we know you are a busy man. I'm just glad you have a few minutes to spare with us, so we will not keep you long, but we will keep you long enough. How's that?
That's fine.
All right. As I was sharing with our listening audience, a lot of people know about you for your music, and I have been a fan since the very beginning. So that's something that's a given. But what a lot of people don't know or is relatively new to them is about the Love Life Foundation. So if you would just take a few minutes out to share with our listening audience a little bit about who you are and tell us about the Love Life Foundation.
Well, the Love Life Foundation was founded almost 3 years ago now. It's really just my effort to just be selfless, you know, as an artist. My mission to be selfless, like, you know, I've been pretty blessed with a very successful career, and, you know, in a lot of aspects, I feel like I'm just getting started. You know, 10 years is not a long time for an artist, you know, believe it or not. It's a decade. So when you think about artists like Ray Charles, and, you know, just the legends, you know what I mean, or Roy Ayers, who has like 80-something albums out, you know what I mean? Like, that's, you know, I strive to instill performing, you know what I mean, at his age. So that's one, you know, when I think about that, it's like it's still a lot of work to do musically. But outside of that, though, you know, it's really just about giving back and you know, and just being as transparent as possible and hopes that, you know, I inspire, you know, the youth that we mentor with now, you know, when they become successful, you know, doctors, lawyers, entertainers, whatever it is, they walk a life, you know, business owners and what have you, that they, you know, you give back and you don't forget about the community just, you know, right around you, you know, and, you know,
right.
We just got back from Chicago, for example, and it's like Chicago, Illinois, for example, like, you know, white folks have, this has probably been the most successful and lucrative that they've ever been, you know what I mean, in Chicago, you know, for whites, but for the blacks, or the minority, you know what I mean, in a city, it's probably the most violent that it's been, you know, poverty stricken,
right,
that type of thing, you know what I mean. I was just in Englewood, you know, Chicago area, Englewood, at, you know, at a Montessori school, which actually, you know, normally, you know, my kids go to Montessori school, you know, here in Maryland. It's you know,
okay,
it's anywhere from, you know, $1,500 to $500 a month. You know what I mean? But
they had
the opportunity, you know, for these kids in a city to have a Montessori school where it's actually free for them. Now the flip side is that you know, some of these kids, like, the only time they eat is when they go to school. So,
right.
You know,
that's
far as
very
like,
true. And Chicago is my hometown, so I know and can
yeah.
really speak to a lot of, you know, what you're saying. And I hate to see
yeah.
that, you know, my hometown is going through some of the worst violence that it's ever seen.
But it's,
you know,
but it's
and
still
and
one
a lot
of those
parts
still,
of the dimension.
Yeah, but it's still beauty in that, too. So not the, you know what I mean? So the beauty in that is
right.
just like, you know, going and giving back and, you know what I'm saying, and tapping into those beacons of light that are, you know, on the cusp of greatness and just need that extra push or that extra mile or that support. And that's what the Love Life Foundation does. That's what we do. You know, three main focuses, education, you know, scholarship funds and stuff of that nature, and going out and mentoring and doing Q&As and all that good stuff. You know what I mean? And then the anti-domestic violence piece, which we sparking the idea of just the no hands movement and just conflict resolution, you know, and that's for the youth too as well, you know, just in terms of like all the violence you see on World Star Hip Hop and stuff like that. Like, that's not the proper conflict resolution, you know what I mean? And that spills over into our adulthood and how we treat one another, men and women, and, you know, being verbally abusive and physically abusive, you know, that things of that nature. And then also the homeless component in terms of, you know, feeding the homeless and that type of thing. We just did a big event here in D.C. with Black Celebrities Giving out of Atlanta. They came to D.C. and we fed over 300 men from the shelter. And we work with the local barbers here and set up a basically like an outside barbershop for about 5 hours and gave out 187 free haircuts. So, you know, those are the things we're doing. The Textbook Scholarship Fund is something that we just launched last year, and we're in the second year of that as well. So right now we're raising money. We got to June 1st to take in donations, you know, courtesy of my foundation. And we're going to literally pay for kids' books and supplies for entire first year of college.
Yes, and that's, you know, and with all that you just shared, I know that those are just a few of the things that you are doing. So many of us
mm-hmm.
are following your work, and we're so proud of all that you are doing and continuing to do. And for those of you who are just tuning in, because I see a lot of lights coming up on my screen right now. So for those of you who are just tuning in, this is Joyce Kyles, Executive Director of Walking Into a New Life. Thank you so much for joining us for another broadcast of Boots on the Ground. And we have the pleasure of having three-time Grammy-nominated recording artist Raheem Devon joining us on the show today. He is also the executive director of the Love Life Foundation, which is a nonprofit organization that enables him to embrace several causes closest to his heart, the emphasis being on HIV and AIDS, domestic violence, mental illness, autism, cancer, education, music, and the arts. And he was just sharing with us some of the things that he's been doing over the last few months. And this organization has actually been in existence for about 3 years now. So for those of you who are not familiar with the Love Life Foundation, please make sure that you Google it. Go to lovelifefoundation.org and find out more about what they are doing and how you can get involved. Raheem, I want to switch gears for just a second and focus on something specific that you did during your last tour, and that was your Queen for a Day. And you went and made sure that at each stop of your tour that you honored women who have been victims and survivors of domestic violence. So if you would, just talk a little bit about the inspiration behind that.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, once again, with the foundation, we try to touch on anything that is affecting us as, you know, most of the stuff I do, of course, me being a Black man in America, it's you know, I can only talk about what it is to be Black through my eyes. you understand what I'm saying?
Right, absolutely.
So,
right.
With that being said, I try to do anything that's impacting the community, you know what I mean, on an urban level, like Ground Zero, that I feel like we can help, you know what I mean? The thing about when you talk about domestic violence or HIV or, you know, things of that nature, homelessness, like, you know, you soon discover when you're in the groundwork, they're like, it ain't just Blacks that's suffering from these things, you know what I mean? It's not, you know, it's you know, HIV is colorblind, you know what I'm saying? Homelessness and being, you know, poverty stricken, that can happen to anybody. And domestic violence, for example, like what I learned from doing that tour is it's like there's something that affects women from all walks of life. Whether you're a CEO of a Fortune 500 company, we had women that were CEO of Fortune 500 companies there, fellowshipping, you know, telling their story, crying, you know, whatever together, you know, for one common cause to say no to, you know, domestic violence, you know what I mean? And so what we did, you know, just to put it all in perspective, you know, we take over a spot for the day. We bring in anywhere from 20 to 50 women that we, you know, pay homage to and you know, encourage them to tell their stories. You know, they inspire others. You know, young girls and women that may be going through the same thing, you know, and it was a beautiful thing. You know, some of these women, all of them, first of all, a lot of courage. You know, it takes a lot of courage to walk away from a situation like that, and then come in and you know, allow me, a stranger, a man, you know, who a lot of times we looked at as an enemy. You know what I'm saying, in those situations, because they don't know who to trust. You know what I'm saying, like when you leave out a situation like that. And some of these women, is like, I mean, still like it was like cold red situations where we had to really protect their identity. Some women gave us the opportunity to film it and document it and put it up on, you know, Instagram and Twitter and Facebook and hope that we save somebody's life. You know what I mean? So like, you know, ultimately at the end of the day, it's about saving people's lives. You know what I mean? Like if you're talking about any of these things, when you talk about, you know, creating programs for the youth or outlets for the youth to keep them off the street, or, you know, if you're talking about, you know, fighting domestic violence, not just for women, but children and men as well. You know what I mean? Like Dallas, Texas, they just created a special task force that they're having so many issues out there with domestic violence on so many levels, where they're actually going to have shelters for men too. You know what I mean? So, but the poverty,
yes,
you know, the poverty the poverty and the drugs and stuff like that, it creates this kind of like a domino effect of these things, you know what I mean?
And I focused solely on the Queen for a Day specifically because Memphis, Tennessee was one of those cities that you stopped in and that you honored, and our organization was one of the organizations that you treated to a spa day. So it gives me an opportunity to be able to say thank you again to you for you know, giving us that opportunity to come together and to enjoy an afternoon of food, fun, and fellowship. So obviously, an opportunity to meet you. The concert was awesome. And just a couple of things that I wanted to share with you since that time with regard to the lady. You know, one of them mentioned that she has continued to wear makeup every day, and I'm certain she's listening, that she's worn makeup every day since that. I mean, and I just saw her last week. And every time we see each other, she says, you know, hey, I'm still wearing it. I still got it. It gave her such confidence. And she's already a confident person to begin with, but just seeing that elevation has been wonderful. Several of the other ladies have expressed how, you know, just having your organization come in, stepping in, and offer that. And seeing that coming from a man, and also I want to give a shout-out to my husband, Jason, because that's been a rock for me since I started.
Wonderful brother,
for myself.
Yeah,
that's,
I remember.
Thank you.
That's a brother from the mosque, right?
Yep, that's exactly right. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
So, you know, just the women being able to see that, and this is something for the listening audience that I really want you all to take away from this, having men like Raheem, men like my husband Jason, and just knowing and understanding that there is hope, there is love after abuse, there are healthy relationships to be had, there are men in the community that care about domestic violence and want to speak up, speak out about it, want to help and want to support, that yes, you're right, a lot of times the men are looked at as the enemy. They're looked at as the abuser because that's what's reported a lot of the time. But also take into account that we have a lot of men who are being abused as well, and that's not always reported just because of the stigma that's associated with it. You know, you're a man, you're supposed to be a man can't be abused, and yes, they can. That's one of the reasons why I'm really glad that Dallas is stepping up and creating that male shelter there. And Memphis is doing some things in transition to make sure that men are more inclusive. And then we also have, in our nonprofit, we have a Men Against Domestic Violence Initiative. And so there are several men that I've worked with, Kevin Phipps, Kevin Reed, and several others around the community that have been called. It's a lot of them that work in this field to really bring about awareness. And I really appreciate the fact that you being a recording artist, you know, internationally known and recognized, and being a black man who is stepping forward and saying, you know, enough is enough. Let's find some ways to enter conflict resolution and work with the young people. Because I believe that if we start with them while they're young, we can teach them and train them up in a way that they can be more productive as adults. But if we wait until they're 30, 40 years old and they're set in their ways and this is what they've always seen, done, and experienced, then, you know, we've lost a lot of them. So I love and applaud the fact that you're starting with them while they're young, while they're youth. And you being a young black man yourself, hats off to you in the work that you do.
Thank you so much. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, it's, we're building a legacy, all of us, you, myself, you know, and it's not you can't stand to the wayside and just you can't stand be a, you know, stand on the sideline, and just watch certain things go on. You got to, you know, be counterproductive. Is it something you don't like that's going on in your community or in the world or whatever? Like, you know, as musicians, as authors, as, you know, voices of the community, like, you know, we got an obligation to do that. Like, you're doing a disservice to God, especially if you have a gift and you don't use it, you know, for the light or the better of good for someone else to help somebody else, you know? So that's really just my position with the Love Life Foundation and what we do.
And you're doing it through your music. And you said at the beginning, you know, that 10 years is not a long time to be in the industry, and you were establishing a legacy. You know, and you mentioned some legends and some great legends. And that's to be applauded. But you are establishing yourself quite well. And as you and I both know in the music industry, there's some people that don't last 10 minutes. You know, much less than
years.
So you are definitely, you know, not just talking the talk, but you walk the walk as well. And that's to be applauded. Keep making the great music that you're making. You know, continue on with Love Life Foundation. Much success to you. And I've been talking to your team about, you know, the return of Raheem Love King back to Memphis. So we're hoping that that's going to happen before the year is out. For those who are listening, please tell our listening audience about anything that you may have coming up, how to get in touch with you, and just last thoughts that you might want to make.
Well, you know, I've been, you know, for years I've been on a lot of different rappers' albums and stuff like that, just as features or whatever. And my music, believe it or not, is heavily influenced by hip-hop community and just hip-hop, period, you know what I'm saying, as far as, like, you know, the hip-hop that I know and grew up on, the Tribe Called Quest, Public Enemy, stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I do have a new album coming out with a brother by the name of Wes Felton. Collectively, we call ourselves Crossroads, and it's a hip hop soul album. You know what I mean? So for women out there that like music, that, you know, where you're not being disrespected on a record, but you still want to hear a brother rhyme or be entertained at a show, and, you know what I'm saying, be glorified, and, you know, in the image that you should be or whatever. Like, you know, we got plenty of music coming for that. You know, for the brothers out there that want some music, for the conscious mind, like we got that coming, and it's interesting because we just did our first show in Chicago, and one of the shows sold out, and it was a very diverse audience. You had mothers in there that were like 50, 58, 59, 60 years old with their sons that were like 25, 21, just like enjoying the music, vibing, having a good time. You know what I mean? Like, you know, and we got something for the, like I said, for the men and the women and the youth as well. So we're going to be doing all age shows. We're going to be doing, you know, workshops and Q&As and touching every high school. And, you know, when we touch down, we're trying to hit a high school, college, what have you, do a lecture, Q&As, and then, you know, performances there, performances at night. So listen out for the Crossroads album. It's called Footprints on the Moon. There's 17 new tracks. On that album, I have Rhapsody on there. Scarface is on the album. Talib Kweli is on the album. Timothy Bloom. And who am I forgetting? DJ Jazzy Jeff. And it's going to just be a great hip hop soul project. It's definitely feeling like a classic to me. I mean, I'm not just saying that because I contributed to the album or my project work. But you know, me and Wes, we've been making music for years. We kind of took a hiatus, maybe you know, 10, 12 years since we've been on stage together as independent artists. So you know, I just did three major deals. You know, one for the Crossroads. I got a mixtape that's coming out before the end of the year. That's, you know, for the Raheem, you know, for all the Raheem Devon music lovers out there. And I also have an album dropping sometime next year as well. But you know, I'm having fun making music, and but also, you know, it's like the music cannot be the soundtrack to everything that we're doing with the foundation. You know.
Right. And those of you who tuned in late, I'm going to strongly encourage you to go back and listen to the replay. Make sure that you check out the Love Life Foundation's website. It is lovelifefoundationdmv.org. Again, that's lovelifefoundationdmv.org.
And don't just check it out. Make a donation. You know what I mean? Like, you know,
all right.
I think a lot of times, like, you know, entertainers, they hey, you got a foundation. They just assume, like, oh, this guy's rich and he's wealthy and he has it covered. Like, that's really not the situation. You know, like, I really need the help. It takes a lot to run this. How you doing, brother? It takes a lot to run it. You know what I mean? And we've been having a lot, you know, been getting a lot of great support. I want to thank, you know, for everybody out there that supported us. Definitely thank you so much. And we're very transparent. So, you know, 501c3, you know, we can get you, if you request it, you know, via Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook, we can get you, you know, the tax receipt and all that good stuff. And we definitely changing some lives for the better. So thank you to all the listeners in advance that, you know, want to make a donation.
Okay, everybody listen. As he has just said, don't just assume because, you know, he's well known that he is not in need of the help and the support. And I can certainly relate to that. People just hear the word nonprofit. They do it with me. And you just hear nonprofit and you would, yeah, or the title executive director, and then they don't realize all that goes into that. There's a lot of behind the scenes stuff that goes on, and it takes money to make it run, you know, and make it run the way that you want it to, and be able to tangibly help people the way you want to.
Yeah, well, here's the beauty in it. The beauty in it. Can I step up a little? The beauty in it is that, you know, I understand that people don't have time to. You know, they might not have the time that I have, you know what I mean, to throughout the course of the day or week to go help, you know what I mean? But we've started the foundation for that purpose. So, like, you know, you want to help, lend a hand financially, we'll go out in the field and do the work. You know what I mean? That's what we do.
All right. Well, Ryan, thank you. Thank you so very much. Again, I want to thank you for Queen for a Day because one of the things that your organization didn't know when we were selected, that's a whole nother conversation, but this is something that our organization has been doing now for the past 4 years, and I try to do it once a quarter, at least once a quarter, some sort of corporate support that. So to close out last year with having you to sponsor that, your organization to sponsor that, that was just personally and professionally, that was a big deal for me. So I just wanted to say thank you for that. Thank you for the work that you continue to do. We look forward to doing something with you all before the year is out. And for everyone who is listening, know that as we always do, we will share the information via the website and all sorts of social media outlets that we have. So those of you who are on like fan page on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we're everywhere, just like Raheem. So keep up with him, keep up with what he's doing, support his music, support the vision of the Love Life Foundation. Thank you again for being a guest on the show. We appreciate you, Raheem.
Thank you. Hit me up on Instagram, Twitter, at @Raheem_Devon. Once again, that's Instagram and Twitter, at @Raheem_Devon, the Love Life Foundation. You can follow us there on Instagram and Twitter at Love Life DMV. Once again, that's at Love Life DMV.
And we're going to post it all too. So, and again, everyone, go back and listen to the replay. And then follow us on our social sites so that you can make sure that you get connected to his in case it's something that you might have missed throughout this interview. So we're going to close out the show for today. We want to thank our special guest, Raheem Devon, for joining us. You, the listeners, because without you, the listeners, none of us could do what we do. This organization would not thrive. The radio show would not thrive. What Raheem Devon does with his music and with his foundation, you know, we can't do anything without all of you. So we thank the fans. We thank the supporters. We thank those that continue to believe in us. I want to thank my board for being so supportive in the things that I'm going to pursue this year. My husband for being there and being the man that has been the foundation for me to do what I do as a woman. So I allow him to be the man, but he treats me like the man that I deserve to be. So I'm so grateful for him. Thank you again, Raheem. Bless each and every one of you for continuing to tune in. And this has been Joy Powell, Executive Director of Walking Into a New Life. We appreciate each and every one of you. We look forward to having you on the show again with us next week. Tune in for another broadcast of Boots on the Ground. Thank you so much. Be blessed.
Thank you, too. Blessings.